unbelievable anticipation of chokhmah that took place now, which is generations and centuries and centuries after this was written. An amazing thing. Also, the Chazal that says the first thing was R. The first part of the way Chazal learned shot in Bereshis in the first part. But anyway, I'm not going to do it now. But over here, Israel, Hashem Ochel Amelach HaGadol HaGivonar, V'chulam Mekablam Alehem. So it's speaking about Yotzim Meshorso, and Meshorso Hashem Meshorso, V'chulam Amdim Brumalam, speaking about the Malachim, okay? Yeah. Then it says, speaking about the Malachim, and it says, that what do? V'chulam Mekablam Alehem HaShem Amin Zem Zem, and those who should say, L'ahav Dish Liyotzim Ben Avarez Menachos Ruch, V'sofa V'roh, Some say differently. We have kedusha kulam gevara. Some say v'ne'ima kedusha or v'ne'ima tahora kulam kechor onim va'onim b'yiroa. And then it tells you a statement. Kadosh kadosh. Okay. Then what does it say? Va'ofanim v'chayes hakadosh. That's a chana chayes kadosh. Is Mari Cheskel. Barash gadol nesnasim u'umas serachim. Okay. They raise themselves up. Then it says, Lumasam and Meshapchen Vomer. Lumasam is who? Lumasam doesn't mean Lumasra. Lumasam means Lumas Atzmam. That's the way it is. So Lumas Atzmam, because it doesn't mean the Meshapchen, the Srafka, means Lumasam, Lumas Atzmam, Meshapchen Vomerim, Boruch Kroid of Hashem and Tama. So what is this? I'll tell you what it is. Well, what's the description? It's a description that defies description. That's what it is. I don't know what it means. Well, what's happening over there? Anyone who reads through the Torah has no idea what that is. You're saying something. The only thing that they can conclude is they can understand a little bit, kadosh kadosh, because it means kadosh with regard to this earth, kadosh with regard to the universe, and kadosh with regard to the source of the knowledge of the universe, the ideas, okay? What are they trying to convey, and what do we have to know? Apparently we do have to know something about Kabbalah, otherwise we wouldn't need the Torah every day. What we have to know is, all this teaches us is one concept, namely, that the physical world that we experience is an illusion. That's really what it means. That the physical world that we experience is an illusion, but the reality behind this physical world stems from a source of infinite chokhmah, which ultimately is from the creative universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates through a system of chokhmah. That's why you have malachim, you have srafim, you have the Ofanim and the Srafim are ideas of how this logical system works. The Chochmah that stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means to say what it's telling you is like this, because over here talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah's Borei Olam, that he's the creator. So the Anshei Knesset HaGadol did not want a person to walk away with an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator. Will think like a person is a creator. Will have an image in his mind like a human being. They also create something. So he'll think that if you just take that picture of a human being creating something, you augment it, magnify it, a thousandfold, a millionfold, whatever, that this would be some kind of a description of the way God is the creator. So the Anshei Knesset HaGadol introduced the Maaseh Merkava into the Tefillah to teach a person that is not correct. That is not correct. It is a whole different kind of system of chokhmah, which obviously, from the few verses that they've introduced it, so we see you can't understand what it's all about. You cannot understand what's going on. The fanim l'chayes hakadosh v'lo masrafim v'lo masam edut doesn't make any sense. But it's a description, like I said before, that defies description, in order to teach man that there is no description of God as a creator. Cannot have any image in your mind of God as a creator, or any analogy from any type of concept of a creator that we are familiar with cannot be used, is not only inappropriate, I mean more than inappropriate, it's what do you call it, it's anathema to use any kind of a concept that we're familiar with in description of the Boreolum. That's why it was introduced in Aimea Lauretz. You understand? That is that much everyone should know about Kabbalah. That's what everyone should know. Okay? Alright. I would like to just show you three Chazal. Because people will try to show you Chazal that seem to comply with their own childish ideas and their own stupid mysticism. And they feel, as soon as they find a Chazal, that in their mind projects this kind of an idea, immediately they jump to joy. So I would just like to take certain Chazal, and I'd like to explain to you what they really are, okay? There are three Gemaras, actually. One Gemara is on Samachayim at Beis, in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rava Bora Gavra. Rava created a person. Shadre Lekame, Samachayim at Beis. Shadre Lekame Rav Zira. So he sent this person that he created. A golem. This is the story of golems. Shadre Lekame Rav Zira. He sent this golem to Rav Zira. This person to Rav Zira. Havakom Mishtoi Badei. So Rav Zira spoke to him. Halo Havakom Mahadele. So he didn't answer him back. Amalei, so he said to him, Min Chavraya Ad. You were created by people, by, you know, by other Chazal. Hoda La'afra. Okay, it says go back to your earth. And that was him. Now, the Gemara says also, same Rav Chanina of Rav Yoshia Havijasvi Kol Maili Shabbata. Every Erev Shabbos, they would sit down together, Va'aski B'Sefer Yetzirah. And they would be also involved in the Book of Creation. U'Nivru Lehu Igla Kilsa. Okay? And they would create a good type of calf. Va'achlilei, and they would eat. Same Gemara is over here. Same Gemara is of Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Except over there, the Girsa is a little different. It doesn't say Sefer Yetzirah. It says Kerav Chanin Rav Oshi Kol Ma'al Shabbat Aska Be Hilchos Yetzirah. Okay, Hilchos Yetzirah. And what would happen is that Yel Nivruhu Iglatosa. Okay, and they would produce a good calf Va'achlulei. And they would eat it. Okay. All right. Same Gemara. Yeah. Okay. So I'd like to explain these Gemaras, all right? Because I know these are always used by the so-called Kabbalists to promote primitivism. Okay. Yeah. You see. There is something really wondrous about these Gemaras. Except in order to understand what is wondrous about the Gemara, you have to use your mind and not your emotions. Alright? You see, the concept is like this. That Yahadus embraces eternal verities, eternal truths. And since Yahadus, which was given at Sinai, has certain truths, certain ideas, fundamental principles, okay, these fundamental principles exceed the time frame in which the Torah was given, because they're eternal, they're eternities, I mean, they're eternal truths, okay, so therefore, since that is the case, you see, these eternal truths were given over to man, even at a time when certain things were impossible or were considered impossible. Chazal knew that certain things were possible because of the Mesorah that they had from Sinai. Okay? Now, take a look at the one before. It said the Sama Zainab Beit. Rashi explains a little bit. It says that Rav Hanina Rav Yosha Kol Mayu Shabbat Havi Aski Behilcha Sitzira. I hear the Gemara is talking about Kishuf in this again. It's something that suddenly brings in the story. Okay? So Rashi says, Aski Behilcha Sitzira Umenela Ivru Ruhu Ugla Tilsa Al Yidei Shoyu Metzafin Osios Hashem Shebohem Hashem Osios Hashem Shebohem Nivro Ha'olam. Okay? Ve'en kan mishum machashevos. The Maise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heim. Okay? Al Yidei Shem Kedusha Shalohu. What does Rashi can't explain too much. Of course, Rashi has to stick to the metaphorical frame. But what does it mean, basically? It's the same chazal that it says about, the same chazal about, Betzalel. Yodeya hayo Betzalel. It says, Amilio Saruch Lakin. Yodeya hayo Betzalel. Tzarif Osios Shebohem Nivru Shabmayim Ha'aretz. What does it mean? It means, Chazal knew long before science was able to uncover how different secrets of nature. Chazal knew that everything that you see is based upon rational principles. And if a person would have access to that kind of knowledge, a person would be able to produce certain things. Even the animal world is purely a result of God's Chachma, and it's a result of knowledge. If it's a result of knowledge, then naturally, if someone has access to knowledge, they can do it. They can accomplish it. They can produce it. Okay. Can a person produce a calf? This would sound absurd years ago. You would say that's impossible. But Chazal knew that it is possible. Because Chazal knew that to produce a calf, the way a calf exists, is based upon logical principles, secrets, not secrets in a mystical sense, but secrets in the sense that these are other things that are unknown to man. But if science would be able to uncover through knowledge what exactly the calf is, man can produce a calf. That's what Chazal was saying, basically. Not only can man produce a calf, he can produce a human being. That's exactly what Chazal was saying also before. That it doesn't mean, this is a mushel. Chazal was speaking about a mushel. What Chazal was saying was that we knew way in advance, even before Osios, it's an interesting thing, Osios means a code, a rational system. This is before anyone had a concept of DNA, which is basically a code, as you know, and it means to say that if you understand the code, you can manipulate the code, and you can do various things. But it's based upon not mysticism, but knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? Chazal knew that fact before any of the modern advances because it was part of our Masorah, Nisina. And the Masorah knew that everything, that's what it means, Sefer Yetzirah, Hilchos Yetzirah, it's not a special book that we open up and you're going to produce, how to produce a golem in 3 lessons. It's not what it is. It sounds silly. I mean, people really believe that. And there are written books like that. It's not what it is. It means, on the contrary, you can see from this the truth of Torah, that Torah conveyed to Chachmei Yisrael certain ideas that were way before their times because of the concept that everything works according to God's Chachma. If it works according to God's Chachma, so then it means man, if he can gain access to that Chachma, can control it, can produce a calf, and he can even produce a human being. Yes. Not necessarily. It says, as a matter of fact, in the other case, it says Hilchos Yetzirah. Don't say, as I said, there are two texts. One says Hilchos, one says Sefer. There's no problem. It doesn't mean there's a special book. It does not mean that. It means to say the
story.
Zeh Sefer told us Adam. It means Sefer. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. What does it mean? It means to say it's referring to the Chazal Torah. It means an area of knowledge. There's another mystical book. That's all these things are what register on primitive people's minds. A special book that they found somewhere, and this book, it's all silly nonsense. That's good for a 6-year-old, okay? For 6 years old, I say more than teach me such ideas. But anyways, although I have my doubts, I mean, you must have you have to be careful how you convey certain ideas. Yeah, it should be conveyed in a way that's intelligible to a six-year-old, but at the same time, not to not in a way that they're attracted to it permanently. Okay? You have to be careful to do that. But anyway, the point I'm making is, that's why it says, one gear says Hilchos Yetzirah, one says, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It means the ideas with regard to, if there was a Sefer Yetzirah, they wouldn't say Hilchos Yetzirah. They always say Yetzirah. But they don't. You see, it's interchangeable. It's interchangeable for a simple reason. It means an area. Okay? Hilchos. Hilchos means Hilchos Yetzirah. Anyone that knows Halacha knows that Halacha is a rational system. The only way to understand Halacha is what? Through the mind. Can anyone ever say, Chas v'sholem. I mean, this is, even these crazy people admit that Halacha only works with the mind. Ever hear anybody say a tshuva? I have a tshuva. This is the Halacha because I know Min HaShemayim this is the way it is. Anyone ever say such a thing? Throw it out. You can't do it. Lo b'shamayim. Even if it were in the Torah, you couldn't do it. Okay? So Hilchos always means a rational system, like Halacha. So Hilchos Yetzirah, by definition, means the same thing that you find in Halacha over here is with regard to the creation, which is a rational system. Okay. So, what Chazal are simply conveying to us, and this is an amazing fact, that we knew beforehand that it is possible to create a calf and it's possible to create a human being. But interesting thing, alright, it's an interesting thing. It's possible to do it. You see, they did it in a secret way. Because you understand very well that knowledge like that, if they would say something like that, for the masses, it would be very dangerous. Because for the masses, they're saying man can create a calf, that already you think, then what about God? I mean, it's like as if a man is infringing on God's area. Because most people have a primitive idea of God, and therefore, you tell them, that's why religious people always suffer from every time a new scientific discovery, they get nervous. Oh, now they do this, you control that. Oh, so what's left? You know what I mean? They want to believe in a large mystical area because that's their religion is based on the primitive. Okay, so anytime, so that's why Chazal hid it in these stories because they knew the average person is not good for them to know these ideas. Not ready to do that. Not even the ideas about the ideas. Okay, there are ideas about the ideas, like what we say in Yetzirah is not ideas, ideas about ideas. Okay, but nevertheless, Chazal wrote it down in this way. But if you look carefully in what they say, you see they convey certain notions. For instance, the story about the first man. Okay, you're the first. It says that he went to Reb Zeirah and he there spoke to him and he couldn't answer him. And then he said, "Min chavraya shuv liyafra." Well, because I'll tell you a very simple thing: that man will be able to one day accomplish such a thing. It could be possible to do it, but should man do it? No. See, there are certain things that man needs guidance in. Should man, if man were able today to create a man, should he do such a thing? Okay. Let's say through manipulation of certain biological components, if man could create a man, should he do it or not? The Gemara is saying no. That's what Chazal is saying. Why? Because he cannot create the neshama of man. It's impossible to create. Mm-hmm. Which means to say, the neshama of man is not in the DNA. That's a different phenomenon. And therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That even if you reproduce everything 100%, okay, you'd be able to manipulate all the DNA, you would not have any neshama. So this is exactly what I'm saying.
That's why I can't talk.
That's why I can't talk. That's exactly what I can't talk. That's what means that I can't talk. That's what means I can't talk. Okay? So that's why he said, Shuv liyafra. Min chavraya shuv liyafra. That is not, man should not engage in such type of creation. There's no purpose in it. Just for curiosity, man should control curiosity. Shuv liyafra means that this is not a proper thing. Now the Igla Tulsa.
How do you
know that? Okay.
There's no purpose. That's exactly what it means. And the Igla Tulsa is interesting. Of course, anyone that thinks that Chazal were just creating calves, I mean, if that were the case, why would that have Chazal had problems making a living and different things? If they could create calves, they would be the biggest things, they'd be the biggest mess in the world. So every Arab Shabbos they get together and they make a few calves and they leave over a few for the rest of the week. I mean, they'll produce anything they want. If they can produce calves, they can produce diamonds, they can produce gold. That's that would seem the inanimate is should be simpler.
Easier.
Okay? Then they would have found the what is called the alchemist. You see right away where the emotion is, the alchemist. Okay. That would have been better than the alchemist. But obviously what I'm telling you is not that they made these caps. They did not Chazal did not sit around to do the cap. What it means is like this. The Gemara means to say again, it's talking about man's ability. Since everything works according to logic and chokmah. So therefore, when man advanced to a certain point, he could do things like this. So the question is, again, should man do this? So there Chazal say yes. With regard to the Igwet Tulsa, they say yes. Why? They say, one proviso. What is that? That it's done for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It means to say, that if man utilizes his ability to manipulate nature and to produce animals, that is fine, provided it's Tzarech Shabbos. Okay? Which means to say it's for the purpose of a human being to be freed from the burdens of supporting himself, then it's permissible. Otherwise, it's an expression, a dangerous expression of human egomania.
That's why it's good if that's Shabbos.
To me?
That's why it's good if that's Shabbos, because then you recognize that God is the creator.
That's correct. That's why Chazal say, you see, take a look at the Chazal before. Before everybody's caught by the story of Rava Bar Gavra, but they didn't look before. Amar Rava. He says, Ibo tzaddiki boro alma. If that tzaddikim wanted to, they could create a world. Shenema, ki avonoseichem hoyum avdilim beineichem levein elokeichem. To say that man can, it's like the v'yisem, the v'yisem kelekin is possible for a tzaddik, basically. That's what it means. It means only for a tzaddik. It means that if the person is not a tzaddik, then it's a dangerous phenomenon. Then it's self-destruction. Then it's gaivas adam, it's man's egomania, and he simply will destroy himself. That's what Chazal said. Chazal knew through the Masorah that this all works. Everything you see works through Chachmah. Works through Chachmah. The question is, can man ever reach a level where, since it is Chachmah, but as science advances, can man ever reach a level where he can manipulate this thing? Chazal answering the affirmative. I'm answering the affirmative. I mean, it's what they're saying. That man will be able to do it. Okay? Today, I mean, what Chazal say has more conviction among the general people is more acceptable because of the fact that we have seen certain advances that 100 years ago we never imagined. By the way, again, I think I one time pointed out that all these mystics always look in the wrong direction. So what is really amazing, they don't see. So, like for instance, what Chazal say by Moshe Mashiach, what the Rambam says in the end, in the last paragraph. So the Rambam says in the last paragraph, people ask a sphere. First, the Rambam says there's not going to be any miracles. And then he says that everything is going to be Mitsui, all the types are going to be Mitsui, and you have anything you want. I mean, that sounds like a miracle. Alright? Yeah, so that question generated a lot of crazy answers. But the answer is a very simple one. That we have a Masorah that states that through the natural means, through the natural process of progress, man will eventually reach a level where all the tithes will be available to everybody in a very easy manner. Okay? That's an amazing... That is an amazing prediction, because as one of the greatest scientists said, you could know science, but you could never know how much you can do with the knowledge that you have. That's something which is simply unknowable. And that's why it's amazing that we can do so much with how little, with the little bit that we know. But that really is a pasuk in the Torah of the Chishua, that the way God's chachma, the way He created the world, was in the way that man can do a lot with a little bit of knowledge. That's to know why that's so. No one knows why that's so. Even the scientists don't know why it's so. In order to know why that's so, you have to be able to see the whole system, which we can't see. Okay, but that it is so, that we know from the Vayim. And that was a prediction from the Moshe Mashiach. That is rather amazing. It's unbelievable that no one seems to notice that. Because they're looking in the wrong direction, looking for some mystical kind of, some kind of mystical charge. Instead, glaring in the face of a certain truth that would be impossible to know in the time of Chazal, and is derived from the Vayim. Isn't it amazing? That's what I said. That Chazal knew from the Sarah.
The extent
of what science, what man can do with the knowledge that he's able to uncover, and man's knowledge is very limited, you have to know, but with this limited knowledge, you see, a fool thinks that man's knowledge is very great, because he has knowledge, and you see, my wife, put on television, do this, looks like his knowledge is very great. The great Chacham knows how little it is. Really a speck in terms of what there is, but the question is, with this speck of knowledge, what could man do? Okay, that's Chazal Nitzav Masor. Chazal, that's Yedei Oya B'Tzalel L'Tzarek Osios Shabahem Yitzav Shemayim Maris. Means he knew, he understood, and he knew how these things are possible to do. What is possible and what is not possible?
He's saying his question. Because I thought we always said it.
You see, I don't. As a matter of fact, when Chazal say Hilchos Yitzirah, there's another connotation in Hilchos Yitzirah. Hilchos Yitzirah means halacha, what is mutter and what is asur with regard to Yitzirah. So, what they knew, I don't believe, personally, I do not believe their knowledge was detailed. In other words, that they knew about DNA. I don't think that. I don't believe that this was a science knowledge. But that there is a code, that it works with a logical code, that they know. Okay? That they know. So they were discussing these concepts. And that's what it means. They didn't know the specifics. The specifics can only be known through man's plodding along throughout the centuries and making discoveries. That's everything that is specific. But the general concept that man and what he is and how he functions can be reduced to a logical system and a logical code, that they knew. Has to be that way. Because the question is, what's at the bottom? Is there logic at the bottom, or is it some mystical thing at the bottom? That's the question. They knew it was logic and logic and harmony. That's what they meant. Okay? Good, that's a good example. They knew it was more, and reproduction, there's an infinite chachma. It's not just what you see. You see, egg and false brenda couldn't even see. But they knew that it was more than just some kind of, this just happens like this, that these two things mix, and this mixture is responsible for a human being. It's not so simple. There's infinite chachma involved in what's going on there. But what meets the senses is only a fragment, only an outer... and out of crust, but underneath it's all based on a whole system of infinite chakma. That's what they know. That's correct. That they know. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So,
what it means, Kimoach Halatz Deus Hashem Kamayim Layam Achasen, and the fact that you'll have all the, as the Rambam says, all the conveniences will be easily readily available, is really a prediction that the world will recognize Chachma, and they'll recognize that the source of the Chachma is God. That's what it means. That's what it means. Two things. And the world will recognize. Now, scientific progress is a very good instrument for that. Because in scientific progress, man, you see people fight it. I mean, they fight like crazy. Because you see that, like what I said, 70% of the population believes in angels and prays to angels. I mean, you see, man struggles, but the advances in knowledge is definitely a plus against the Avodah Zarah, because the advances in knowledge show that everything works with Chachma. people still try to withdraw, but it gets harder. It gets harder. I think it would be harder to kill witches in Salem today than it was the NGO. I think it'd be more difficult. But I think that science does have that effect, that it shows people cause and effect and does remove, does serve to remove the primitive and the mystical. It does. But as I say, there's still man gets lost then, because you see, man has a problem because his emotions have nowhere to go. The emotions have nowhere to go. So he has a, unless he has the true religion, he has no outlet for his emotions, so he's caught. So they still try to withdraw and recede. Of course, the lines get moved back, you see. I mean, you can't, there's not as much room to recede because science keeps on encroaching on areas where they were functioning, so they keep on receding to further away. But it's a receding motion, but they still are trying to do that. But that's because they cannot grasp the concept of a religion that embraces Chochmah, and that is Chochmah, and that teaches man to serve God through Chochmah. That they don't have such a concept. So their emotions, they have no outlet for the emotions, so man is caught. He's caught. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. People are really unfortunate because they don't have any outlet. Either they have to go into craziness, you see, or else they have to be extremely unhappy. Extremely unhappy because they don't have any exit for their emotions, for their emotional makeup. Yes.
That's one of my questions. I was wondering before.
I hear what you're saying. Apparently, that's unknown. The Ram says these things are unknown. Will the scientific knowledge precede the era of the Mashiach, or will it be after the Mashiach? You see, that's a good question.
Well, Chazal,
you see that Chazal believed, most of Chazal thought the word belief is wrong. They thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. So they thought, so apparently, and that was not an age of where they had such great scientific advances, like the Rambam says in the end of the Yad. They didn't have that kind of scientific advances. Okay? So apparently, they thought that they don't know. I mean, it sounds like the Kol El Gom Einon Amidei Eich Yiyu Achi. So therefore, they didn't know. So they thought, I have a different thought. I mean, when the Rambam says about Mashiach himself, he says that Chacham Gadol Yiyeh Yosef Mishlamo. The Navi Gadol Yiyeh Karhu Moshe Rabbeinu. Was Bar Kokhba such a person?
Mm-hmm.
Good question, huh?
Yep.
Good question. It means, that's what the Gemara, this is the Gemara you're talking about. The Gemara says some Kishuf is Asar,
right. And
some is Mutter.
That's
it. The Gemara says, for instance, Vayama Kama Parah Etzba with Tumi. Amar Rios Mikan Shein Ashe Yachal Livra Briya Pachat Mikasar. You see, so that's why they can't create a little, it's too small for them to create. Rapapama Halakim, I feel like God not me to a Matsubari. He can't create anything. He can't create something as big as a kettle. Okay? So the Gemara explains that it's not that they can move things around through the magical methods, but they can't really create anything. It's an illusion. Okay. Oh yeah, Hilvus Shopping Yom HaShabbos. Yeshman Bestila, Yeshman Potter, Abalasa, Yeshman Mutalachatchila. That's correct. What it means is that's exactly what it means. That to create, Kishuf means something that's astounding to a person. Do astounding things. Some of those astounding things are Chayav Nisa. Some of those things are not Chayav Nisa, but it's Asa. You see? But some of the things are Mutter, which means if you employ the natural means, you could do something, like I say, all these mystics, they always tell me the stories about the Rebbe. The Rebbe flew here, the Rebbe flew there, all these stories. If these are really so amazing, so then you should, then science is far greater. No Rebbe ever took 500 people from California to New York. I mean, even in their wildest dreams. So why aren't they so amazed at that? If that's the case, if he's so United Airlines is bigger than the Israelis. Yeah. But that's exactly what the Gemara means. Yeshman Shu Asr, the Yeshman Shu Mutter. It's Mutter to do astonishing things, even more astonishing than these people have in their fantasies. How? If it's done through the laws of nature. That's precisely what the Gemara means. Okay? That's precisely what the Gemara means. That's what Rashi means when he says, the Boa Igwa Dilsa.
was Amar Biechan, the same as the Sons and Abbeys, last month. Amar Biechan, Loma Nikrishman Kshafim, what do you call it? Shemachishim Tamal Yoshom Maiva. Okay? It means that this Kisha can contravene the heavenly decrees. Alright, well, listen to me. So he wants to know him all the time. Ain't no Dovado, there's nothing else besides him. Amar Rechanina, Afilu Lidvar Kshafich. Okay? Even Kish, there's nothing else besides God, and even Kish, I will sense it. I it's a davis, Kamahajol, Mishkal, Afan, Kute, Karajol, Rechanina. It was this woman, Amachashefa, that she used to take dust from under Rechanina's feet. On my law, so he said to her, "Inistayis zili avidim, einod novado tzir." All right. So he said to her basically that, I'm not concerned about what you do because it's einod novado and there's no such thing as kishur. You can't do anything. You can't do me any harm. Do whatever you want. It's nothing. Einod novado tzir. So the Gemara says, "Haini, Vam Rab Yochanan, Lama Nikrashman, Kshafin, Shemakishin, Pamal Yosham, Milo." Okay? So the Gemara says, "No, it's not true." Alright? Because as he said before, that Kishif can actually contradict the heavenly decrees. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Shaini Rabbi Chanina, the Nafish Zechusa." Okay? So on the surface, the Gemara seems to be saying that there is such a thing. Yeah. On the surface, the Gemara seems to be saying there is such a thing. But I tell you, if you look into the Gemara deeply, you'll see that that can't be a check. Why? Because the Gemara learns a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ein od novado." Pasuk! And that's precisely what "Ein od novado" means. What is "Ein od novado"? What is the "od"? You can never say that. It's logically impossible to say there's nothing more than this. It's like trying to prove there's no ghosts. After there's no ghosts, and maybe they will when you don't look. You understand what I mean? It's an impossible thing. So what does it mean? Ain't no Movado is not a logical statement. What do you mean there's nothing else? What does that mean? How am I supposed to... It's like Chazal said that God showed them the Shevra Kiyas. Listen, maybe there's eight, maybe there's nine. I told you one time there's a whole story of a problem-based metaphor with this Maimah Chazal. But the answer is very simple. Einod Novado means precisely what the Gemara says. It means that all these other people are saying there's an ode. Because their primitive projections always say there are other powers. There's a devil, there's a this, there's a that. Because that's the primitive part of man projecting onto reality something that doesn't exist. So that's exactly what the pasuk means. Einod Novado. That's what Yada says. These things are all projections. They're not true, they're false. And the only thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's precisely what the pasuk is. That's what the Gemara says. Right. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, why do they call it Machashvim? It says, Makishim Pamal Yosho Mailah. These things can destroy the heavenly decree. What does that mean? It means like this. It means like the Rambam says, in his Tshuva, where the question is, can a person marry a woman who lived with two or three men, and they died? Okay? They asked the Rambam, the Shiloh, so the Rambam says, I don't understand. He says, this is not, that's never forces a person not to marry such a woman. This is, the Gemara is giving advice because most people are not on the level, and therefore they are primitive. Because Chazal recognized, like for instance, Chazal saying, they couldn't make the Xer of Zugos. Right, why? Because if people are superstitious and have fears, it's Makhish Pamal Yashamayla. What does it mean? It means that a person can have a Xerah before God that they should have a wonderful life, and they can wind up sick, diseased, unhappy, miserable, and even die. That's Makhish Pamal Yashamayla. How? Where did this come from? From their own psyche. That's what it means. It means there's a primitive part of man that is capable of overriding the Xeris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Xeris HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in reality. God gives men a blessing. He can be happy.
and enjoy life. I mean, basically, that's the whole of Yad that maintains that if man lives correctly, there's unbelievable enjoyment in life. But people are unhappy because of their own problems, not because of what God's decree is, because their own inner emotions make them unhappy. Okay? So the inner emotions can be so powerful, like a person, like there are known cases, like in Africa, where someone gives somebody a spell to the, and they walk a few feet, a healthy person, strong as an ox, will drop dead. That's Makfish Pamal Yoshamal. It means that man makes his own exists. That's why Chazal said, especially people who are fearful of these type of things. So that's what the Rambam says, that a regular person is not on the level. You can see, he can't help thinking to himself, and you listen to people talk, and one second, she was married to three guys before, and they all died. They have to think about it. It's almost impossible that thought is not going to cross their mind, unless they're in a very high level. But the average person, not only that, but the average person is going to be sick, and it's going to really bother them. So Chazal say, don't do it. You'll be makrish pamalish hamayla. You could have a good 70, 80 years, and you'll die at the age of 50 because of the fear. Okay? So that's what Gemara says. Shiny Rabbi Chanina de Nafish Zuchusa means to say that he was a very high level person. This wouldn't affect him. But an ordinary person, you should keep away from these areas because they're not on the level. So that's what Chazal said later. Yesh mehen shehu. There are things that there's different levels over here, and certain things are even looks that you cannot remove. For a person to be on the level of Tomin Tia Emar Hashem Alatecha or Esalech Lefanei VeYesonim is a very high level. I want you to understand that just like Chazal, there's one thing. Maybe this is a point that I never brought out, but just to sum it up, just like Yahadus speaks against primitivism, against the others, or outlaws it, and gives the most serious onshin for these things, at the same time, Yahadus recognizes that to be totally free from it is a very, very difficult test. Okay? That's Tamim Tiyim Adashon Lekal. That's Avram Avinu. It's Halech Lefanei Ve'yei Samen. What does it mean? Ve'yei Samen means that there shouldn't be an emotion in you that relates to any kind of superstitious idea. Everything is pure Chachmas Hashem. That's the level of Avraham Avinu. So Yahadus is the strangest kind of religion, because on the one hand, that which is the most abhorrent and that which it asks to the highest degree, it also maintains that every human being has a very strong component of that in them, and that Shleimus Adam is subject to variation of degrees, and the greatest person is the one that is totally free. But at the same time, you have to recognize that these things are inside you, and that really is part of the Melchamas Hachayim, essentially, the essential part of Melchamas Hachayim, is for a person to raise themselves slowly to the level where all they see is Chachmas Elokim. That's Becholder Echecha Da'ehu. That's a very high level. So Yahadus has the same thing, which is abhorrent. What it does is, it's abhorrent, and it depends on the expression. You see? If the expression is gross, in other words, then it's abhorrent. It reaches a certain level where man is simply destroyed if he really indulges in these things. But a part of his mind is superstitious, something he can't help. And even Chazal wouldn't make takanas. The Gemara says in Tzachim, the way that the Mir explains, Chazal wouldn't make certain takanas because it's going to hit people the wrong way. So you can't expect everyone to be free of this, because that's Shlemus, that's Avraham Avinu. So therefore, Yahadus recognizes that the challenge of life is to reach a level where a person is totally free. These things are, doesn't even cross his mind. That's Nafesh Zechusa. That's a person who's on a very high level. Okay. But the point is, I mean, of course, the point is that both of those words are trashy, because there's a certain degree of being steeped in this world, this type of a world where the human mind is totally God. That's like primitivism, African tribes, various tribes, and you see that there's no progress in that situation. For centuries and centuries, they're exactly the same, because they're rooted in this mystical frame which really takes away the whole Tzelem Elokim. And that's, the Raya is, they're the same for centuries and centuries. That, Yadah says, that kind of a lie existence is worthless. Okay. But I want to mention something else. These people who project onto Yahadus this mysticism really destroy Yahadus, because
when they maintain that that is Yahadus, and then anyone, any intelligent person goes to college and takes a course in comparative religion and sees that these is, that these same stupidities are in all these religions, which obviously are ridiculous and science has shown to be stupid, they become kafir. So the mystical, the mysticism today is making a serious mistake, because they function as if they cloak themselves with the banner of saving the religion. What they're doing really is destroying it, because people do believe them and do think this is, oh yeah, this is the same thing. And yet there isn't one iota of evidence that they could have from Tarshav Achsav is now one different idiom you don't see. On the contrary, I mean, the you don't see a thing about this. This were an important thing. It's like I tell somebody, if Ayin Hara, the way you believe it to be true, were really important, don't you think Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah? Mechaibahem. See, me, God would keep away this important information that a person can be Mechal Shabbos and he can live, and another guy can be Shomer Shabbos, and another guy looks at him, he's going to die. And Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have one plus in the Torah to tell you to watch yourself from this type of thing. There'll be a Rachma Vakol Masav. How is such a thing possible? But the truth of the matter is they cannot support any of this nonsense with one word in Torah. But what they do, people do believe them, and then they believe, yeah, this is just like these other crazy religions, and they know the other ones are crazy, and what happens is they become COVID.
Okay, sometimes you say something, and then all of a sudden, you walk away, something rings in your mind, from Maimar Chazal, or Bali Masora. So what I discussed in the Kabbalah thing, and all the Kashir gave a Kabbalah, what I discussed was that people who are on the primitive level, and that's today's Kabbalah, and today's Kabbalah I mentioned is pure Avodah Zarah, and because it's really primitivism. But I said also, I said that people who are looking, who are under that frame of mind, which is kineged Torah, really, completely kineged Torah, okay? There's one thing the Torah always emphasizes, is chokhmah, straight through. Ki chokhmah v'inaschem and shlom melech, and chokhmah is the whole essence of everything in Torah. And these people have no chokhmah, so it's just nonsense. But I said that because of that, they failed to see the true greatness of Torah, which is really a greatness that's amazing when you look at it. Like I mentioned, the predictions in the Rambam and the end of Hilchas Malachim, and the Gemaras with regard to Sefer Yetzirah, which are really amazing when you understand them rationally. They're pretty amazing. More amazing than the mystical things that these people are moved by, which are just emotions. But then it was ringing in my mind. The Rambam says a similar thing, and here's where it is. It's in chapter six of the second book. In the Dover edition, it's 161. Okay, he says like this: say to a person who is believed to belong to the wise men of Israel that the Almighty sends his angel to enter the womb of a woman and to form there the fetus. He will be satisfied with the account. He will believe it and even find in it a description of the greatness of God's might and wisdom. Although he believes that the angel consists of burning fire and is as big as a third part of the universe, yet he considers it possible as a divine miracle. But tell him that God gave the seed a formative power which produces and shapes the limbs, and that this power is called angel, or that all forms are the result of the influence of the active intellect, and that the latter is the angel, the prince of the world, frequently mentioned by our sages, and he will turn away, because he cannot comprehend the true greatness and power of creating forces that act in a body without being perceived by our senses. Okay? So what is the Rambam saying? Basically the exact same thing. He's saying that a person who is devoid of knowledge never sees the true greatness. Never sees the true greatness. It's an amazing thing. And the same thing is true, I'm just going to give you a mushel, with regard to Yetzirah. With regard to Bereshis and with regard to Yetzirah. If you tell a person that God, if you take a look at a lion and you say, God created this lion, so a person will say, wow, that's an amazing thing. It's amazing. All right? But if you tell him that in the primary matter of creation, this lion was programmed to emerge, which is an infinitely greater manifestation of Chochmas Hashem all kind of way. I would say that is my application to what the Rambam is saying, basically. And that's the mindset of the world today. Whether you're dealing with the upper Kursim, you know, the upper Kursim, who the evolutionists, who can't see beyond a very small range of the past, and think that their explanation has removed the greatness of the design and the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether you're speaking to a religious person who also is primitive in his mode and in his approach, to him the greatness is only if it's a direct act, but that this Bria is programmed in the primary matter to emerge, such a phenomenal creature to emerge in the primary matter of the entire universe, where all the galaxies were, from which all the galaxies unraveled, the whole universe unraveled, and to say that this lion was programmed there, which is infinite Chachma, this you will turn away from. And that's what I'm saying. That in terms of that the people that are rooted in the mystical, like the Rambam says, can't see the true greatness, which is really Chachmas Hashem. Okay. Yeah, in my opinion, by the way, that's what, when it says in the Torah, whatever it says, Vayah Hashem Ki Tov, what does it mean, Vayah Hashem Ki Tov? It means that, you see, the whole universe was initially programmed to have, these designs were initially programmed to emerge. Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, and the story in Bereshis is really nothing more than the Vayaru Nesar Yashem Kitov. It means that it came into reality that which was originally programmed. Okay? That's basically what it means. All right, but I'm not going to go into it anymore. Okay, stop it. Yeah, that really is it's an E of Mem Tesvav. Hine Vehemos Asher Asisi Imach. Hine No, and then Tazayin. Hine Achocho B'masnav. So the Mitzudis explains. He says, Im Omnom Asisi Brios Neflos Ka'ela Asher Ein Mi Yamod Lemula. Okay, I mean that's basically what the pasuk is saying. The infinite in the bria, when you see a bria and you realize how complex, how perfected each animal is and each species, and that this is all a result of infinite Chochmas Hashem, and the person stands back and realizes that this is a different kind of. He's standing in the presence of something other than anything that he is capable of associating any kind of sense of knowing, in the sense that he's familiarity. It's a frightening and an awesome experience. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, the truth of the matter is that, in my opinion, I think that there is an element in man that refuses to see God's Chochma, that turns towards mysticism and away from Chochma, because Chochma is really too powerful. It's too awesome. It's too awesome. It's really, it's the pasuk in the Chumash where they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber ato imanu v'nishma, v'al yidaber imanu alakim penamas. There's a fear that man has to really be in the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a fear, it's an awesomeness that man has a fear. That's Dabar Atah Imon V'Nishma. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'at Dabar Lina Toshash Kochel K'nekeva. Because he says he saw that they can't tolerate to be in the presence of the Shekhinah. So you see that man has a fear of God. There's a tremendous fear of the awesomeness of the realization. There's a big price to pay for that realization. It's an experience which is counters the entire instinctual life of man, and is escapism from reality, which mysticism really gives man, and yet it gives him the feeling that he's also You know, it takes care of his guilt pangs, but yet it really it causes him really to turn away and not to see the true true Yiras Hashem. You see, it's an escape. It's an escape. It's an attempt to deny. And on a practical level, you could see it because it's an interesting thing. But when you talk about the proof of Torah Sinai, which is one of the Yesodei Hadas, I mean, Ramban talks about it. You know the proof, and the Rambam, and everybody. But you'll see that many people who are very religious are unhappy when you show them that it's true. You ever wonder why? They should be very happy as people, saying it all their lives. Why are they unhappy? They'll fight like crazy. The answer is because they really want a part of their mind that is available to them to escape from the reality. Reality is too frightening. It's a form of escapism. That's basically that's why it's so popular.